USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is being pressured by Democrats to cancel student debt. Back in September, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Biden could get rid of the debt problem with a flick of the pen. Flight delays and cancellations are only getting worse due to weather and COVID issues. The website FlightAware is saying more than 2,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed. Just under 900 have been canceled on Wednesday. The airports dealing with the most problems include Seattle, Newark, Los Angeles, and Chicago. This traveler telling Fox News he arrived at the airport early in case he needed to rebook his flight.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Airline travelers needing to pack their patients as well. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The two men suspected in a shooting at a Chicago area mall last week are now being charged. Both suspects are charged with counts of aggravated discharge of a firearm, and one is being handed down a count of aggravated battery. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin describing the nature of the shooting.
These two defendants decided to settle a verbal argument by taking out handguns and firing multiple times with thousands of men, women, children, and families present are evidence of an unconscionable degree of violence and a complete and utter disregard for the safety of the public.
Four people were injured during the incident, including one of the gunmen. All are expected to recover. The National Association of Realtors reporting pending home sales fell unexpectedly in November, sales falling 2.2% instead of increasing by a half of a percent as economists had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Early research shows some rapid antigen tests are possibly less sensitive at finding the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky addresses the research Wednesday on the Today Show.
We do know that the antigen test may not perform as well as it had for prior variants, the Alpha variant and the Delta variant, but it's still picking up quite a bit of infection. So a really, really helpful tool.
Researchers with the NIH, along with the FDA used samples from patients confirmed to have the Omicron variant to study the effectiveness of antigen tests. In the aftermath of Senator Joe Manchin saying he cannot vote for President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, House progressives are calling on the president to use his executive power to move forward Democrats' social spending bill, which is now stalled in the Senate. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News to discuss the legislation.
There are many things that a lot of people want in the Build Back Better bill, like lowering the cost of prescription drugs. Employers are desperate to get people into jobs, the child care issue.
The Senate is evenly divided 50-50, and the Biden administration cannot afford to lose one vote on the Build Back Better legislation. More news always online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.